A mother of seven children has an idea that has sparked one of the most lively debates in recent years in German domestic politics. It isn't just any mother, though. It's Ursula von der Leyen, Germany's Minister for Family Affairs. Mrs. von der Leyen wants to dramatically increase the capacity of daycare centers in Germany and provide care for children as young as 1 year old, which leads me to wonder about more offspring for Germany and the relation of quantity and quality. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Thursday, May 31st, 2007, and I'm Paul Kiefer. Mrs. von der Leyen's goal is well known. By the year 2013, the capacity of daycare centers for children under the age of 3 years is to triple to about 750,000. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has already promised to pay for about one-third of the costs from federal monies. The discussion about expanding daycare capacity in Germany involves a reality that isn't always part of the discussion. It seems Germany could use a few more children. Children Are Future was the name of a one-week-long special report aired on television in mid-April. Just how true the title of this television report is can be seen by taking a quick look at the development of Germany's population. According to statisticians, the average family in Germany wants to have 1.7 children. Even if this wish were to be fulfilled, the number of Germans would be on the decline because just to maintain a national population, a birth rate of 2.1 children per woman of childbearing age is necessary. But in Germany, it's not even 1.7 at the present time, but only about 1.3. If the current trend continues, by the year 2050, there will be twice as many people of retirement age in Germany as there are children. And if Germans don't want to feel like a minority in their own country, especially in view of the much higher birth rate among the Muslim population in Germany, then they need to do something about their birth rate. The initiative of Family Minister Ursula von der Leyen seems to be based on the premise that if daycare capacity is expanded, then more children will be born, especially if children 1 year old and up can be taken care of in a daycare center. Then the parents of those children could concentrate on earning a living. When we say parents, we usually mean the mother, because she's the one who would go back to work. Germany is the country that invented the kindergarten, a term that is now used by other peoples, like the Americans, the British, and the French. To some, it does seem odd that the country that invented the kindergarten is today only able to offer 3 out of every 100 children an opportunity for daycare. For some families, daycare is not really an option. Federal statistics for the period between 1996 and 2004 show that 20% of all family households are now a father or a mother raising his or her children alone. It seems the traditional family of a mother and a father with children is on the decline. In 2004, only 74% of families in Germany corresponded to this traditional family form. More and more families are dependent on daycare centers to allow both parents to work to ensure that they're able to meet their family's financial needs. On the other hand, in the interest of the child, a catchphrase now used for expanding daycare capacity, means the opportunity for some to place their child in daycare so they can earn more money. And by that, they mean buying their own home or having the latest technical gadgets, a new car, or perhaps an expensive vacation in a foreign country. I wonder whether expanding daycare capacity in Germany is the best solution for the problem. It's quite likely that the quality of family life will be sacrificed for the desire to have more children. Less quality, more quantity. You see, there's no replacement for time that parents spend with their children. A father who bestows toys and other material goods on his children, but who has little time for them, is making a big mistake. Children don't see the time that he spends earning money to buy them things as an expression of his love for them. On the contrary, they can view the extra hours he puts in to earn more money as a sign that he really doesn't want to be around them. As parents, there's nothing more valuable that we can give to our children than the time that we spend with them, the time when they have our undivided attention. What would your child want? A playroom filled with the newest toys and gadgets, and to spend the entire day in exchange for that in a daycare center? Or would your child want to spend a little more time with you? Think about it. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.